Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
There's this guy, his name is Christian Herter.
有一位叫做 Christian Herter 的人。
He was the 59th governor of the state of Massachusetts.
他是呢第五十九届的麻州的州长。
He was the governor from 1953 to 1957.
那他是在1953年到1957年担任麻省的州长。
When his term was ending, he was running for re-election again as the governor of Massachusetts.
那么当他的任期到的时候，他又想要再次的竞选。
And then one day he was arriving late at a barbecue event.
有一天呢，他去参加一个这个烤肉大会哦，那么他来的迟了。
He didn't have breakfast and he didn't have lunch, so he was very hungry.
那么因为他没吃早餐也没吃中餐，当时他非常的饥饿。
So he was lining up and he was moving down the serving line.
那么他就跟着大家一起排队了，想要去拿这个 barbecue 吃。
So he held out his plate and he got one piece of chicken.
那当他把他的那个这个盘子拿出来的时候，他只领到了一片的鸡肉啊。
So he said to that serving lady, he said, excuse me, can I have one more piece of chicken? I'm very hungry.
他对那个这个就当时在服这个服侍打菜的那位女士说，对不起啊，可不可以再多给我一片鸡肉？我实在很饿。
So the serving lady replied to him, sorry, I'm supposed to only give out one piece of chicken to every person.
但是那位女士跟他说，对不起啊，我只能够给每一个人一片鸡肉。
But I'm so hungry.
他说，可是我真的很饿。
I'm sorry, that I'm supposed to only give one.
他说对不起，他还是很坚持，我只能给每个人一片鸡肉。
So now, normally, this Christian Herter person, he's a very humble man.
通常呢，这位这个州长呢，他其实是一个还蛮谦卑的人的。
But this time he thought, maybe I really need to tell him who I am.
那这时候，但是他实在饿得不行，他说也许这个时候我得要告诉他说我是谁。
So he said, ma'am, do you know who I am? I'm the governor of this state.
他说这位女士你知道我是谁吗我是你们州的州长
Now she replied you know who I am
他回答说你知道我是谁吗
I'm the lady in charge of the chicken
他说呢我就是今天管着鸡的这位这个主人啊 你就再往前去排队吧
Our identity defines how we see ourselves
那么所以呢我们的身份呢决定了我们怎么来看我们自己
What are my values and what is my role in society?
我自己的价值还有我在这个社会里面的角色。
What is my purpose in life and what are my beliefs?
那么我自己生命的目标还有说对我来说有什么意义呢?
What am I passionate about and what are my capabilities?
那么我的热情在哪里?我的能力在哪里?
Our identity defines our choices in life.
我们的身份呢决定了我们生命当中所做的所有的选择
and the direction that we go,
还有我们呢生命的目标
It also impacts our self-esteem and our relationship
它会影响我们的自我的价值还有我们跟人的关系
And questions of our identity can happen in all stages of our lives
那么有关身份的问题其实在所有的年龄当中都可能发生
It happens in our childhood, in our teenager years, young adult, adult, even when we're old age
那么就在很小的小小孩然后幼童还有青少年甚至到我们老年成年人老年都会面临同样的问题
We know how hard it is for a teenager to figure out what they want to do in their lives
我们知道说青少年通常他们要决定要这个在人生中要做什么的时候其实是一个很困难的选择
But even adults and older people can have identity crisis
但是即使是成年人跟老年人都有会有这个身份认同的危机啊
When the roles in our life change,
当你生命当中扮演的角色改变的时候
when we retire,
当我们退休的时候
when our children leave home,
当我们的孩子离开家的时候
when our spouse passed away,
或者是当我们失去配偶的时候
or we just have a midlife crisis wondering whether we have done enough, anything significant in our lives.
那么或者是我们面临到中年危机我们在怀疑说我们这一生到底做了些什么
So psychologists coined the term of identity crisis when we don't really know who we are.
那么当我们不知道自己是谁的时候呢心理学家称这个叫做这个身份认同的危机
and it can lead to depression, anxiety
可以因此来导致你陷入忧郁症啊焦虑啊
or regret and just doubts in our lives
或者呢是开始后悔或者对生命中充满了怀疑
now in my grandparents generation life is very simple
那么我祖父母那一辈呢可能他们的生活更简单
our identityis defined by our family and where we grow up.
那么我们的身份常常是跟着我们的家庭还有我们出生的地方来决定的。
If your parent is a fisherman, then you fish.
如果说你的父母呢是渔夫，那么你就跟着打鱼。
If they farm the land, then you farm the land.
如果他们呢是农夫，那你就跟着去耕田。
And your marriage is arranged, so you don't have to worry about that.
那么你的甚至你的婚姻都已经事先安排好了，你根本不用去操心。
If your community believe in this, then you believe in this.
如果你的整个社区呢就相信这样的价值，你就跟着信就是了。
In my generation, finding our identity is not so easy anymore.
那么到了我的这个世代呢，要去找身份认同就开始变得比较困难。
In our teenage years, we have to figure out what we want to do, what our profession is, and who we want to marry.
那么在我这青少年的时候，就开始要决定说我要做什么，我要跟嫁娶什么样的人，我将来要做什么。
So many decisions we have to make, and they all seem so permanent.
那么要做的决定这么多，而且可能好像对我们都是有终身影响。
And we worry about if we don't even know who we are, how are we supposed to make all those decisions?
那个时候我们甚至都不知道自己是谁，我们怎么样做这些这么重要的决定。
I don't know what I like, I don't know what I'm good at.
我根本不知道我喜欢什么，或者是我擅长什么。
And I feel that in our children's generation, it becomes even harder.
那我觉得到了我们孩子的那个世代呢，甚至更困难了。
In this information age, everybody is connected to their smartphones.
那么在这个资讯爆炸的时代，好像每个人都跟你自己的这个手机是连在一起的。
You're supposed to have your identity all figured out so you can present your profile on your social media.
那么你很早就要决定你是谁，所以你可以在这些社媒上面呢，开始把你自己是谁介绍出来。
And then there are expectations of how you present yourself on that social media, like Facebook or whatever.
那么呢，就会譬如说你想要在脸书上面贴啊，那大家就会有期待说啊，你要介绍好你自己到底是一个什么样的人。
You're supposed to be fun, you're supposed to be outgoing, you're supposed to be smart.
啊，你贴出来的都可能就是说啊，你是一个很有趣的人，你是一个外向的人，你是一个很聪明的人。
You're going to be active, happy, and humorous.
那么你是一个非常活跃的，有幽默感的，然后这个是。
Good-looking.
OK, 好，还是一个长得好看的人。
But if you're not, then you kind of have to pretend you are.
但如果你不是呢，你得在社媒上假装你是。
So sometimes I feel that why we feel so lonely in this generation is because we have to build this facade all around us.
那么你就想说，为什么到这个时代他们特别觉得寂寞？因为你好像得要搭建一个假面，一个假的正面的形象给别人看。
So that people can see this perfect you.
所以呢，大家都可以看到一个完美的你。
And so we're so busy building up this fake me when we don't even know the real me inside.
那所以我们非常忙着呢，去建构那个虚假的我，根本不知道从在心里面我们自己是谁。
In Exodus 3, Moses was 80 years old.
那么在出埃及记第三章的时候呢，摩西都已经80岁。
His life was divided into three periods of 40 years each.
那么他整个的人生呢，可以用三个40岁的阶段来区分。
In the first 40 years, he was a prince of Egypt.
前40年他是埃及王宫里的王子。
Even though he was Jewish, he was brought up by this princess of, who's the Pharaoh's daughter.
即便他是个希伯来人，当时他是被这个法老的一个姐妹，一个公主养大的。
When he was 40 years old, he saw this Egyptian beating his countrymen.
那么当他40岁的时候，他看到埃及人在这个在打这个犹太的人的奴隶。
So he killed that Egyptian and he thought nobody knew.
那么他盛怒之下就杀了那个埃及人，以为没有人知道。
And then the next day he found out that actually everybody knew.
到了第二天他发觉说原来大家都晓得了。
So he ran for his life, and from a prince, he became an outlaw.
那么所以他就开始逃命了，从一个王子变成了亡命之徒。
He ran away to this place called Midian, and he married this Gentile woman called Sipra.
那么呢，他就是跑到了米甸这个地方，遇到了一个外邦人叫做西波拉的。
And then he eventually became a shepherd for his father-in-law.
那么呢，他最后就成为呢他这个岳父的牧羊人。
So at that point in his life, he said, I became a foreigner in a foreign land.
那么到了这个阶段，他就说他成为了一个在外地的外邦人。
So Exodus 3 told us how God called Moses to become the leader for the Israelites.
那么刚刚我们读的埃及出埃及记的这段经文就是说神怎样呼召摩西成为以色列的领袖
to lead them out of Egypt
去带领他们出埃及
at that time he was 80 years old
那个时候他80岁了
and it's that transition to the last 40 years of his life
那个是他未来40岁的一个转捩点
in Exodus 3 God told Moses
那么在这个出埃及记第三章神这么告诉摩西
I have seen the misery of my people.
我看见我人民的困苦。
I have heard them crying out.
我听见他们的呼喊。
I'm concerned about their suffering.
我对他们，我知道他们的痛苦。
I have come down to rescue.
所以我现在要下来来拯救他们。
So now go, I'm sending you.
所以他说现在去，我差遣你去。
So if you were Moses, what would your response be?
如果你是摩西，你会怎么回答呢？
Of course, right away.
你会说哦，当然了，我现在就去。
Or would you say, let me think about it. I'm not so sure. I want all that excitement and kind of challenge at this point in my life.
也许你会说，哎，让我想想吧。我现在这个年龄，我实在不想要有这么多的这个大事发生了。
Or maybe you would say, oh, this is too much. How can I ever accomplish that?
也许你也会说，哇，这实在是太重的负担了。我怎么可能做得到呢？
Now Moses' first response was.
那摩西的首先第一个反应就是
Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?
他会是说我是谁啊可以到法老那边去要求把这个以色列人带出来
He's in the God, you gotta be kidding me
他跟神说 你可能是在开玩笑吧
I'm the most wanted in Egypt by the Egypt FBI
我是呢根本就是被埃及人追杀的这个通缉名单的守卫哦
I'm this lowly shepherd, you tell me to go to Egypt?
那我在这里做个孤单的牧羊人，你现在要我去埃及
？And to go to Pharaoh, the most powerful ruler on earth,
去跟那个世界上最有权势的这个统治者来说话
？And ask him to free all the Israelites, all the free labor that he has,
要他去把他所有的奴隶，这些犹太奴隶都释放出来
？There is no way I can do that.
他说不可能的。
Who am I?
我是谁呀？
Now, it is understandable that Moses would have that these doubts in his mind.
那摩西当时会有这些怀疑是非常能够理解的。
40 years ago, when he took upon himself,
那么因为40年前呢当他自己采取行动的时候
he killed an Egyptian for his countrymen.
他为了他的同胞杀了一个埃及人。
And then he tried to settle this dispute between his countrymen.
那他试着呢想要调解他的这个同胞之间的纠纷。
The response was that he got was.
那么当时那些犹太人对他的回应是说
Who are you?
你是
rule and judge over us.
他说你是谁啊？可以做我们的首领跟审判官呢
？So no wonder when God asked Moses to lead.
所以呢，当神要求摩西来当领袖的时候
，His response was Who am I?
他的反应当然就是说我谁呀、啊？
When he was 40 years old and he thought he is this leader that can settle disputes.
因为当他40岁的时候他以为自己是领袖可以排解他们的纠纷。
His people rejected him.
但是他的同胞呢排斥他。
Now, 40 years later,
但是40年之后
he was demoted to this foreigner in a foreign land.
他呢已经降卑成为一个在外邦的外邦人。
How is he supposed to lead his people out of Egypt?
那这个时候他怎么有资格来带领他的族人离开埃及呢
In our society, our identity is usually defined by three P's.
那么在我们的社会里面一般我们的身份认同呢可以有分成三种不同的这个指标来分区分哦。
The first P is performance. I am what I do.
首先是在讲你的本事就是在讲到你能够做什么。
I'm a doctor.
我可能是个医生
I'm an engineer
我是个工程师
I'm an accountant or I'm a mom who brought up 5 kids single-handedly
那也可能讲我是会计师或者说我就是那一手带大五个孩子
Or I'm a student who always get A's
或者呢我就是老是拿 A 的那个好学生
I always perform
或者是我总是可以做最好的表现
The second P is possession I am what I have
那么第二个 P 呢代表的是你所拥有的
The most often is the material possessions that we have.
那么最常通常计算的标准就是你拥有的财外在的财
How much money we have, how big a house we have, where do we live?
那么你有多少钱或者你的房子有多大
I live in North Potomac.
我呢住在北波多马克
Oh, you lived in Potomac?
哦，你住在波多马克。
Oh, my wife's not that good.
我呢，刚听起来我在北波多马克就没那么神了。
And sometimes we feel that, oh, maybe it's not so material, but there's something a little bit more abstract.
那么有时候我们听起来乍听之下好像不是那么的物质主义，有一点点的抽象。
It may be our knowledge, it may be our education, it may be our kids.
那也许谈的呢，其实是我们的教育啊，我们的孩子啊，我们的知识。
And the third P is our popularity.
那么第三个 P 在这里可能指的是我们受欢迎的程度。
I am what others think.
我呢是大家眼中所认为的那个人。
Now I think that among those three P's, this P is the most powerful.
我认为第三个 P 呢是最力量最强，影响我们力量最强大。
I don't care who I really am, but I do care what others think I am.
我不在乎我自己真正是谁，但是我很在乎别人认为我是谁。
We do all kinds of crazy things because we care about what other people think of me.
我们常常因为别人对我们的认知，然后去做一些很疯狂的事情。
Now, if you don't believe me, you take out some old photos of yourself.
如果呢你不相信的话，你可以去看看你过去自己的一些老照片。
You go look at the clothes you wear and the hairstyle you have.
你可以看看你当时穿的衣饰，还有你的头发的那个样式，你就知道我说的是什么意思。
Why in the world would I wear that?
为什么没有人穿这个了？
Because back at the time it was the fashion and everybody thought it was really cool.
因为当时那些时候那个时候大家认为那时候是个流行，是很棒的。
Why do I have a hairstyle that looks like I just stuck my finger in an electric socket?
我为什么会留出一个好像我刚刚被电击一样的那个受到电击的那个发型呢？
Because everybody thought it was nice looking.
因为当时大家都认为那个好看呢。
So, even the first two P's are kind of even driven by that last P.
那我刚刚前面提到的那两个 P 呢，其实常常是被最后这个 P 所推动的。
We care about performance because we want others to think that I am successful.
我们很在乎自己的本事，因为我们希望别人认为我们是成功的。
If other people think that I'm successful, then I am successful.
如果大家都认为我成功，那我就成功了。
If I think I'm useless, or if others think I'm useless, then I am useless.
那如果大家都认为我是个没用的人，或我认为自己没用，那我就真的没用。
If others think I'm worthless, then I am worthless.
如果别人认为呢，我是毫无价值的人，那我可能真的就毫无价值。
Now, we may think that Christians are deeper.
我们可能认为说呢，也许基督徒呢，有更深一点的内涵啊。
We don't really care what other things about us. We don't care what God thinks about us.
我们呢不在乎别人怎么看我们，我们在乎神怎么看我们。
Now, do you have the experience that sometimes you and your spouse are kind of fighting and you're yelling at each other at the top of your voices?
你们有没有经验说这个夫妻之间吵架，另外一个人想用声音盖过另外一个人
？You're so angry, the smoke is coming out of your ears.
你那么生气，好像这个耳朵里开始要冒烟了。
But suddenly the phone rings.
忽然间的电话铃响了。
You took out the phone, you look at caller ID.
你拿起你的手机看上面的这个 caller ID 呢
？You recognize that you answered the phone.
你认得这个号码开始回答这个电话了。
And then the sweetest voice, oh hi Pastor He.
你突然声音就转变了，非常的甜美，说哦何牧师。
What would Pastor think if he knows that you're fighting?
何牧师会怎么想呢？如果现在正在家里跟我的配偶吵架。
He's going to come visit you.
他可能就会来要做家庭访问了哈。
So I have to be serious. When Pastor He and Ellis come visit you, it's not because they think you need help.
那我要和当何牧师跟长老来访问，不是因为他觉得你们家里需要了。
We just want to come to know you more.
我们只是想要来认识你们。
So don't say no to the visit.
所以当他们要来访问的时候，大家不要说不。
So how did Moses score according to these three P's at that point in his life?
那么摩西在根据这三个 P 呢，你们认为他当时是在三个 P 里面他得到多少分呢？
He was a shepherd for his father-in-law.
当时第一个他是他岳父的牧羊人。
So from a performance perspective, he is not that high.
所以从这个有没有本领来看呢，他好像也不是得分太高。
From a possession perspective, he didn't have much material wealth.
那么从第二个 P 来看，他当时没有多少自己的财产。
He doesn't have a high social status. He's just a shepherd, a foreigner in a foreign land.
他当时也没什么很高的社会地位，他是一个在外邦牧羊的外邦人。
So again, not a very high score.
所以第二个 P 他也没得到多高的分数。
And then finally, from a popularity perspective,
那第三个, 从受欢迎的程度来看,
he's actually afraid to go back to Egypt because he thought that people were still hunting for him.
他非常害怕回埃及, 因为他认为,
and the Jews are not grateful to him either.
那当时的, 埃及的犹太人好像也不怎么的这个接纳他。
So again, a low popularity score.
所以呢, 第三个P呢, 他的得分也非常低。
But how would Moses assess himself 40 years ago when he was only 40 years old?
但是40年前, 当他只有40岁的时候, 他是怎么来评价他自己的呢?
He probably would have assessed himself as a lot higher in each of these categories when he was that prince of Egypt.
那当时他是埃及的王子, 他可能对整个的评分都认为自己得分要远远高于40年后的他。
However, God did not choose to use him back when he was 40 years old.
但是呢, 40年前他只有40岁的时候, 神当时并没有拣选他来使用他。
But instead, God has chosen him to lead the Israelites when he was at a point in his life that everybody would have thought that that's not the good point to pick him.
但是呢, 当神在40年后拣选他的时候, 是在他在人生中最低谷, 没有人认为他是个最好的人选, 跟最好的时候来用他。
So apparently, God really didn't use the same scale that man uses to evaluate.
那么非常明显的是, 神, 跟我们呢, 用的是非常不同的标准。
So we've talked a lot about how man would look at our identity.
那我们讲了很多说这个, 人的如何来看待身份认同的问题啊。
But what did God see as our identity?
那么我们来看看神是如何来看待我们的身份认同呢?
This is from 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 to 10.
那么这是从彼得前书第二章9到10节。
Let's read together. Can you all see the Chinese?
你们, 我们大家一起来念, 你们可不可以看得到那个中文的翻译呢?
Okay, Nadia, can you read this in Chinese?
唯有你们是属于神的国类是有君尊的圣经是圣洁的国度是使神的子民要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德女人从前不算子民从前未曾蒙连续现在却蒙了连续
Now these four verses tell us four central facts of our identity.
那么这四句话呢, 告诉, 让我们知道, 明白我们自己, 四个不同关于我们身份认同的问题。
First, we are chosen by God. We are the people of God.
首先我们是蒙神拣选的, 我们是神的子民。
Second, we have this purpose from God. We are going to be a royal priesthood.
So, 第二个就是说, 神对我们有神圣的计划, 我们是他尊贵的祭司。
Third, we are valued by God, we are holy, and we are loved by God.
第三点就是说, 我们在神那里是圣洁的, 是有价值的, 我们是被神所爱的。
And then finally, we have received mercy from God.
最后一点就是我们蒙了神的连续。
First, we are chosen by God, we are chosen by God to be this royal priesthood.
那首先呢, 我们是被神拣选的, 君尊的祭司。
We like to be chosen.
我们很喜欢被拣选。
I was happy that my wife chose me as her boyfriend.
我很高兴呢, 我太太选择我当,
Before we married.
在我们结婚之前, 我很高兴, 我太太选我当她的男朋友。
Sometimes we go to a lot of extraordinary means to make sure we are chosen.
有的时候呢, 我们会尽竭尽所能, 然后确保说人家会选上我们。
I know she likes flowers, and that's why I buy her a lot of flowers when we were dating.
我们在约会的时候，我知道她很喜欢花，所以我就买了很多花送她。
I don't know why she likes it, but I just bought it.
我不知道她为什么喜欢花，但我就是买了很多花。
Now that she chose me already, I only buy it once a year.
那因为她现在已经选了我，就每年只送她一次花。
And then similarly, we like to be chosen. If your boss chose you to be promoted, you'd be very happy.
那么另外也是啦, 在公司里面, 如果你的老板选择要把, 要晋升你, 那你也会很高兴。
Well, we are very happy when Harvard chose your son or your daughter to be admitted.
那么呢, 当那个哈佛选了你的儿子或女儿 能够入学的时候, 我们也非常高兴。
We send them to A+ to make sure they study well.
我们把他送到A+去补习呢, 我们要确保我们的孩子读得好。
So, here this passage told us that God chose
那么在这个经文里面告诉我们说，神拣选了我们。
Do you realize that God chose us without us earning anything?
你明白说，这个神拣选我们不是因为我们自己赢得的吗？赚得的吗？
God even chose us before the foundations of the earth.
那神真是在这个立地的根基之前就已经拣选了我们。
In Ephesians 1:4-5.
那么在以弗所书呢，第一章四到五节。
Let's read it together in English.
让我们大家一起用来念这个英文的经文。
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will. So God chose us not because we passed some college entrance exam.
那神拣选我们不是因为我们通过了什么大学入学考试啊。
He accepted us for who we are.
他接受我们是因为我们是谁。
We were not chosen because we've done enough good deeds.
我们被拣选不是因为我们的好行为。
We are not chosen because we're good looking.
我们也不是因为长得好看被神拣选的。
We're not chosen because we're educated.
我们也不是因为受好的教育被拣选。
We are chosen because that's according to God's plan.
我们被拣选是因为依照神的计划。
So why is it important to know that we are chosen by God?
为什么知道我们被神拣选是很重要的呢？
When we struggle in our lives, we know that what God starts, He always finishes.
我们当我们在生命当中挣扎的时候，我们知道说神为我们所做的计划一定会成就。
When we fall, when we face trials,
当我们跌倒，当我们面临试炼的时候，
when we feel that our marriage is falling apart, is unsalvageable,
当我们发觉自己的这个婚姻开始崩裂的时候，
when we don't know how to help our kids to go in the right direction,
当我们不知道怎么样帮助我们的孩子走在正道上的时候，
we know that God is not done with us.
我们知道神还没有完成他的工作。
He has a plan that will prosper us.
他有一个可以让我们蒙福的计划。
We all know the hymn Amazing Grace.
我们都知道他有恩慈。
A hymn Amazing Grace.
奇异恩典。
It says, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. His grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home.中文记不得
这个是奇异恩典的歌词啊。
And I was impacted by what this song says.
我当时深深受到这个歌词的震撼。
It says the grace has brought us thus far.
因为他说呢，这个神的恩典已经带我们走到这么远了。
And grace will lead me home.
最后神的恩典会带着我们一路回家。
Grace will lead us home because because God has chosen us.
那么神这个恩典可以带我们回家，是因为神已经拣选了我们。
Whatever He starts, He will finish.
神所开始的，他也会必会完成。
God said to Moses, "I'm sending you."
神对摩西说，我要差遣你。
I have chosen you, Moses.
我已经选了你，摩西。
Even though Moses didn't seem like the obvious choice to lead the Israelites.
即使当时看起来呢，摩西好像不是那个最明显可以这个领以色列人出埃及的那个领袖。
He has a plan for Moses.
但他对摩西已经有了计划。
Even though Moses couldn't think of why God would choose him.
即便摩西自己都不了解神为什么要拣选他。
In the same way, God has chosen you.
那么在同样的，神也这样拣选了你。
And He will lead you home.
那他会带领你一路回到家。
The second part of identity that 1 Peter tells us is that we have a purpose from God.
那么第二个彼得在这里提到的是说，我们有关于我们身份的是说，神对我们有计划的。
We are a royal priesthood.
我们是君尊的祭司。
We are supposed to be this bridge between God and men.
我们是神跟人之间的桥梁。
You are a priest, I am a priest.
你是祭司，我也是祭司。
It's not just Pastor He is a priest.
并不只是何牧师是祭司。
God made all of us for a purpose.
神有他造我们是有计划的。
We are not purposeless and go live an aimless life.
我们不是一个毫无目的的在这里盲目的活着的人。
We are supposed to be the priest between God and man.
我们是要扮演着神跟人之间的那个桥梁跟祭司的角色。
We are supposed to bring man to God and God to man.
我们要把人带到神的面前，把神带到人的中间。
The task of being this discipleship making has already been given to us.
那么这个建造门徒的工作，神已经交给我们了。
Sometimes we got the purpose in our lives a little bit wrong.
有的时候呢，我们可能会对自己生命的目标有一个错误的理解。
We thought we are supposed to have this successful career.
我们以为说我们的目标是要有一个成功的这个职业生涯。
We are supposed to bring up our children in such a way so that they would have good careers also, and also to have a good spouse.
我们也以为说我们教养子女的目的是要让他们受最好的教育，有找到最好的伴侣。
Now those are all important things, but that's not the primary purpose that God has given us.
这些当然都很重要，但这不是神给我们最主要的任务，那个任务。
But when we got those purposes wrong, then sometimes when we got to a point in life, we felt that we are lost.
那但是因为如果我们对这些整个的理解是错误的，在我们生命当中某个阶段呢，我们会觉得自己好像迷失了。
Because we don't seem to be reaching those goals.
因为我们好像达不到这些目标。When
we reach retirement, we suddenly lost this most important goal in our life.
当我们退休的时候，我们好像突然间失去了整个生命当中最重要的目标。When
our children left home, we felt that they are not even listening to us anymore.
那当孩子离家的时候，我们好像感觉到孩子再也不听我们的话。We
felt that we have lost our purposes and our identity.
那个时候，我们好像觉得我们就失去了我们生命的目标，失去了我们的身份认同。
God has given a very clear purpose to Moses.
神给摩西一个非常清楚的人生目标。
His job is to lead people out of Egypt and go to the promised land.
他的任务就是要带领以色列这个犹太人呢出埃及来到神的应许之地。
The third part of the identity that 1 Peter told us.
那彼得前书第三章很重要的第三个告诉我们的目的是什么？
We are holy and we are valued by God.
我们在神的面前是圣洁的，而且是有价值的。Peter
said that we are a holy nation, God's special possession.
这边呢，他说我们呢在神面前是一个圣洁的国度，是神拣选的。我们是属神的。Yeah,
we are God's.
是属神的。We're
God's special possession. Now, God possesses everything, but we are His special possession.
神当然拥有一切，可是我们对他来说，我们是他特别所拥有的。
Do you have a special possession?
你有没有生命当中特别所拥有的？
When we are a child, we may have this special toy.
当我们是孩子的时候，我们是不是有一些这样特别属自己的玩具呢？
And then when we're an adult, we may have this special memento.
那么我们是不是在成为成年人之后，对我们来说，生命中有一些非常特殊的时光？
Or it may be a special piece of jewelry, or maybe a special photo.
会不会是有一个特别的珠宝，或者是一张特别的照片？
Now when we have a special possession, we take good care of it.
当我们拥有这些非常珍贵的拥有的自己的私有物的时候，我们其实是非常在乎好好的保存哦。
We guard it and we make sure that we never lose it.
我们呢好好的保护，要确定说这些非常珍贵的东西不会丢失。
God possesses everything, but we are His special possession.
神拥有一切，但我们对神来说是他非常特殊拥有的珍宝。
We are so special that God's Son died on the cross for us.
我们是如此的珍贵特别，神的儿子为我们而死。
To buy us back from sin.
所以把我们从罪当中赎回了。
And that's how valuable we are in God's eyes.
所以在神的眼前，我们是如此的珍贵。
Sometimes there are people who say that you are worthless.
有的时候人会告诉你说你是没有价值的。
You are useless and you are good for nothing.
你是没有毫无用处的。
Sometimes even we ourselves think that we are worthless.
有的时候我们都会觉得自己好像是一无是处。
Do not believe that.
绝对不要相信这样的说法。
Don't let the world trick you into thinking that you are worthless because you don't perform, you don't possess, and you're not popular.
不要让这个世界来说服你相信说呢，因为你没有本事，因为你一无所有，因为你不受欢迎，所以你就毫无用处。
And you may be wondering, what does God see that is so special in me?
你也许会想说，那我有什么好特别的，在神眼前可以这样的被神珍视呢？
And that may be exactly what Moses was thinking in his mind when God called him.
那也许当初就是神在呼召摩西的时候，他这么想。
I'm just an old shepherd in a foreign land.
我只是一个在外邦牧羊的老牧人。
What does God see in me that is so special?
那神为什么会看到我，认为我很特别呢？
In 2 Timothy 2:21.
那么在提摩太后书的第二章第二十一节。
Let's read together in Chinese.
那我们大家一起读中文的经文。人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就要做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备各样的善事。
Now Paul is telling Timothy in these verses.
保罗呢告诉提摩太，在这些刚刚读的经文当中。
If we cleanse ourselves.
如果我们可以自己保持洁净。
If we pursue godliness.
如果我们来追求那些圣洁的事
then we will be useful to the master
那么我们对我们的主来说就是有用的器皿
and we will be prepared to do any good work
所以呢我们会被预备来行各样的美善事
in Exodus 3 when Moses saw the burning bush
那么在出埃及记当摩西看到那个燃烧的荆棘的时候
he walked closer to investigate
他走进去去看观察那个荆棘
God said to him
那么神对摩西说
Take off your sandals for the place where you are standing is holy ground
他说把你的鞋子脱下来因为你所站的地方是圣洁的
God wants his follower to be holy
因为神要他的跟随者呢是保持圣洁
If we pursue godliness
如果呢我们追求神的事情
God can use us
神就能够使用我们
Just like he can use his old shepherd in a foreign land
就像他可以使用一个在外邦的牧羊人
The fourth part of our identity from 1 Peter.
那么从彼得前书所看到第四个跟我们身份有关的事情是
We have received mercy from God.
我们是从神领受到怜悯的。
What is the mercy that we have received from God?
那么我们从神得到的是什么样的怜悯呢？
It is that forgiveness that we have received from God when Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
那就是当主耶稣为我们在十字架上牺牲的时候，我们所得到的赦免。
It is a forgiveness so complete that he forgives our sins in the past, our sins in the present, and our sins in the future.
那是一个完全的赦免，那就是一个对我们过去、现在跟未来所有犯罪的赦免。
Jesus has forgiven us, knowing full well of all our sins.
耶稣是在知道我们的、完全知道我们的罪恶的情况下，决定赦免我们。
There is nothing hidden from him.
我们没有什么可以向他隐藏的。
Knows about all the sins that we've committed, and he knows the sins that we will commit.
他知道我们过去所犯的罪，罪，他甚至知道我们将来会犯的罪。
He still forgives, and he's still merciful.
但他仍然呢，赦免我们，仍然对我们有怜悯。
It takes away that burden from us that we don't have to be defined by our failures in the past.
那他把我们的重担挪去了，因为我们不会再为过去的失败而感到说非常的这个沉重哦。
We are not defined by the mistakes that we made.
我们呢也不会因为过去所犯的错误来决定我们的身份。
We're not defined by our sins.
我们不会因为我们的罪来决定我们的身份。
And we are never broken beyond repair.
我们永远不会是那个呢这个毁坏到无法修复的那个状态。
Instead, every day is a new beginning.
那在实际上呢每一天都是新造的。
Every day we will receive mercy from him.
每一天我们都可以从那里，从神那里得到怜悯。
And in the journey of leading the Israelites out of Egypt,
那么在带领希伯来人离开埃及的路上
，Moses has experienced God's mercy many, many times.
摩西自己呢就经历了神的怜悯非常多次哦。
Despite the Israelites' disobedience and sin,
那么虽然当时的以色列人呢不断的犯罪
，God forgives.
神多次的赦免他们。
It may take them 40 years to get to the promised land.
那么虽然呢，他们花了40年才到达神的应许之地。
But God didn't say that this is too much. I'm not going to forgive anymore.
那但是呢，神也没有说这实在是啊，超乎我所能够应付的。我不愿意再原谅你们了。
God has mercy for us.
神对我们有怜悯。
I have received mercy from God, and you have received mercy from God.
我领受了神的怜悯，你也领受了神的怜悯。
To summarize, what is the identity in God's eyes?
那么总结来看说，在神的眼里面呢，身份认同到底是代表什么？
We are chosen.
第一，我们是被神拣选的。
We have a purpose from God.
我们生命中有一个从神来的目标。
We are valued by God.
我们对神来说是有价值的。
And we have received mercy from God.
我们从神领受了他的怜悯。
So going back to the three P.
那么回到我刚刚提到的那三个 P， 来认定身份认同的三个 P。
It is no longer what we do.
所以呢，不再重要，就不再重要，就是说，第一个，我们能够表现什么。
But it is what God has done and what continues to do through us.
而是重要的是说，神做了什么，还有透过我们能够继续完成什么。
To enable us to be that royal priest.
让我们可以成为神君尊的祭司。
It is no longer what we have.
那也不再在乎的是我们拥有什么。
But it is what God has given us and what we now have His mercy and grace.
而是神给了我们什么。现在我们所拥有的是神的恩典跟他的怜悯。
It is no longer what others think of me.
那么不再别人怎么看我也不再重要。
But it's what God thinks of us.
而是神怎么看我。
That we are His valued possession and His love by Him.
我们是他眼中珍贵的器皿，而且是蒙他爱的。
What was God's response to Moses' question of who am I?
那么当摩西说问神说我是谁的时候，神是怎么回答的呢？
God said, I will be with you.
神说我会跟着你。
And this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you.
那么这就是会作为他的一个标记，说是神跟神与摩西同在。
When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain.
那么他说当你把埃及人带出来的时候，你们就在这个山上来敬拜了。
God said, I will be with you.
神对摩西说我会一路跟随着你。
Now if you are faced with the task of trying to assure someone they are up to doing something,
如果呢当你要跟某个人保证说那个人要做一件非常重大的事情的时候，
and someone who is kind of unsure about himself, now how would you talk to this person?
那个人当时呢心里非常忐忑不安，那你要怎么跟他说话呢？
How are you going to try to tell him that he is perfectly capable, he is the right person for the task?
你会跟他说啊，你太棒了，你就是这个不二人选。
Now, the way that God responded to Moses was, I will be with you.
但是神对摩西的回答是说，我会一路跟着你。
And what a journey Moses had with God.
那么我们来看一看摩西跟神经历的这一段旅程。
It was a journey that would last the rest of Moses' life.
这是一段呢会陪伴着摩西一直到生命终了的旅程。
And then for the rest of his life, he would continue to experience God.
那么直到他生命的终了，他都一直在经历神。
To learn more about himself and learn more about God.
对他自己还有对神都有进一步的了解。
Now, intellectually, we know that God loves us, but sometimes in a storm, we're not so sure.
在知识上呢，我们知道神爱我们，可当我们面临人生风暴的时候，有时候我们不是那么确定。
Now intellectually we know that God values us, but sometimes when people around us don't seem to, we're not so sure anymore.
那么在知识层面也是，我们知道说我们是有价值的，在神面前有价值，可是当周遭的人不这么看的时候，我们有时候也会动摇。
Intellectually we know that God has mercy for us and He forgives us.
那么也是在知识层面，我们知道说神赦免了我们。
But we're not so sure God really accepts me when I have all these sins and inadequacies.
可是呢，当我知道看到自己有这么多的罪跟很多不足的时候，我们也会不太确定说神是不是真的就接纳了。
God tells Moses he will be with him.
但是呢，神在这里告诉摩西说他会一直跟着他。
God also tells you that He will be with you.
那今天神也会告诉你说他会一直伴随着你。
How comforting it is to know that God doesn't expect us to get it all on day one.
那么我们心里面有多大的安慰呢？说神会告诉我们，我们不是从第一天开始要把事情完成的。
He will be with us here.
他呢，今天跟我们在一起。
He is not a God that we sign on some tallest mountain that we will go climb at that tall mountain to go find Him.
那么他也不是那个高高在上的神，要我们呢爬到山边才能够找到他。
Or we have to somehow meditate 40 days and 40 nights, and then finally we kind of encounter him.
或者是说我们需要冥想40昼夜，最后才能够遇到神。
He is always here with us.
他总是与我们同在。
The only time that he's ever separated from us is when our sin would create this chasm between us and him.
那唯一他会跟我们分开的时候，就是有罪在我们中间阻挡我们跟神。
But our Lord Jesus Christ has already paid for our sins.
但是我们的主耶稣基督已经为我们的罪付了代价。
He has bridged that chasm between God and us.
他已经成为了我们跟神之间的桥梁。
So that God is with us right now.
所以神现在就跟我们同在。
God is with us all the time.
神总是与我们同在。
God is with us on the journey of our lives.
神与我们人生的旅程是一起前行的。
As we look for our own identity,
当我们在寻找自己的身份认同时，
As we look for our purpose to understand how we are loved by Him and has mercy from Him,
当我们来理解说我们是怎么样从神得到了怜悯跟他的赦免时，
He is there with us on the journey.
他呢在整个旅程当中是一直与我们同在的。
Let's close in the word of prayer.
那我们现在大家低头祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
亲爱的天父，我们在这里要献上感谢。
Because you love us and you value us.
因为你爱我们，并且珍视我们。
You have mercy for us and you have forgiven us.
你对我们有怜悯，有赦免。
And you have put us on this path to walk the rest of our life to be your royal priesthood.
你带我们呢，以这个君尊祭司的身份来跟你同行人生的旅程。
So that we can bring the good news to the people around us.
所以我们可以把福音带给我们周遭的人。
So that we will bring them to you.
所以我们可以把周遭的人带到你面前。
And bring you to them.
也把你带到他们当中。
Lord, we thank you for accompanying us on this life journey.
主，我们感谢你在我们的人生旅途当中一路相伴。
When we feel uncertain,
当我们对人生茫茫的时候，
When we feel that this coronavirus is kind of making us feel unease inside,
当我们知道这个新冠病毒让我们感到不安的时候，
When we have issues in our family that we feel troubled,
当我们的家庭里面发生了让我们困扰的事情的时候，
We know that you have not left us.
我们知道你并没有离开我们。
We know that you are with us for the rest of our life journey.
我们知道在人生其余的余下的旅程当中，你仍然与我们同在。
We give you praise and thanks.
我们感谢你和赞美你。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.